Presupposition number 14 is one of my favorites. The meaning of communication is the response you get. This presupposition turns the whole idea of communication on its head. What we're actually saying with this presupposition is, it doesn't matter what you meant to say. It doesn't matter what you thought you said. It doesn't matter what you thought you meant you said. The meaning of your communication is the response you get back from the other person. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you communicate with someone and you want to communicate to them and the intention of your communication is to compliment them. However, the other person doesn't take it as a compliment at all. They take it as an insult. And the response you get back from the other person is, you've just insulted me. What was the meaning of your communication? Was it compliment or insult? That's right. It was an insult, whether you meant it to be or not. So what we're saying with this presupposition is that responsibility for communication is 100% with the communicator. And none of the responsibility goes with the person receiving the communication. That might not seem totally easy at first to take on board. The reality of the situation is, though, that as soon as you give just 1% of the responsibility of the communication to the other person, you give away all of your power. You give away all of your ability to be able to communicate your message. As soon as you take on 100% responsibility for communicating your message effectively, and as long as you're aware of the feedback that's coming back from the other person's response, and you have the flexibility of communication to change the way that you're communicating each time, you will always be able to communicate in a different way and to be able to keep communicating until you see the response you want coming back from the other person. I use this presupposition all the time in our NLP trainings. I'm there in the front of the room teaching NLP, and I'm looking out and calibrating on the behavior of the students in the room. I'm looking for the response that I'm getting from the students. If I look out and the response that I get is, David, I'm not understanding this, then I know that I need to communicate what I've just communicated about the particular topic of NLP again. I also know that I need to communicate it in a different way than I did last time. The meaning of the communication last time was not understanding, communicating something in a non-understandable way for this particular group. Provided I have sufficient rapport with the group, I can keep communicating the particular piece of information over and over again in a different way until what I see coming back from the group is, right, now I've got it. Then I can move on to the next topic. As long as I hold that in my mind, there is never a time that I wouldn't be able to communicate something to a group of my students in a way where they didn't totally understand it.